issues that matter in our community. 1010 WOLB and WOLBBaltimore.com.
And now it's time for Tight Knit Movement Radio, the Tight Knit Movement Radio Show, where we inform our listeners about solutions and opportunities connected to our affiliate businesses and events. And now, your host for Tight Knit Movement Radio, Eartha Harris.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. It's a wonderful, wonderful afternoon, and we are so blessed to again be able to join you here for the Tight Knit Movement Radio Show. This is our second weekend.
Yes.
Second weekend that we done went a 4 hour. I have in studio my co-hosts, Elaine and Danielle. Guys, say hey.
Good afternoon, hello, listeners. How are you? Hope today is a good day for you too.
And hello. How's everyone?
And then we have our special, special co-host online, Mr. Troy Rollins.
Yes, yes. Can y'all hear me nice and clear this morning?
We most certainly
yes.
can.
Oh, shucks now. Troy got ready. Troy is calling in from Cali.
Yes, yes. Burbank to Baltimore. The B2B, baby.
The B2B. see, they don't know. We on the move. That's why it's called the Tight-Knit Movement.
Yes,
Danielle. It's called
yes.
the Tight-Knit Movement
Tight-Knit.
For a reason.
That's right.
We're not just staying here locally in Baltimore. Again, we're glad to join you. We got a full show today. We got hopefully a special guest coming in. So we want to get started right away. And Troy, let's start yes, from you down in Cali. Give us what you got.
Well, first off, good morning, everybody in California, Los Angeles, California. Good afternoon, everybody in Baltimore. A lot of stuff coming up. Well, a lot of stuff coming up for me personally. I have several shows coming up. Like I said, you can always hit me up on Twitter, at Troy Rawlings. That's TroyRawlings. I have a couple shows. September 24th, I'll be in Burbank, right here in Burbank, California, performing at a place called The Stage, doing a little stand-up. I'm doing a stand-up tour, getting back into my official stand-up chops where I'm doing, you know, smaller shows as well. But my Raw and Cut tour, my book tour, and also my Raw and Cut and Raw and Cut Clean form has been going great. We're traveling around any city near you. Contact us. Contact either Eartha Harris, 443-655-7198, or myself. And give you the lowdown on everything that's coming up. Also, like I said, we give a big shout-out to my man D.L. Hughley on his run, his new show on Drive Time on Magic 95.9, the D.L. Hughley show. Special shout-out to him. And hopefully we'll have some good news coming up this coming Saturday associated with that. And also, everybody, as we know, we give a shout-out to the man who the black man, the only black man we know that could take 19 years off from work and come back and still have his job, Arsenio Hall.
Oh, Arsenio.
Must be nice.
Very.
You know what I'm saying? That's what, and hey, the real, he stacked some money. We were talking about it last week. He was like, oh, he could have been off there for a number of reasons. The real thing come down to, that man saved some money.
Right. Hey, Troy, I heard on the radio yesterday, they said, don't call it a comeback. They said Arsenio picked up right where he left off. His whole vision of the show was just the same, like it didn't miss a beat.
It absolutely is. I think that he's doing a phenomenal job, too.
Yeah, they said his haircut, yeah. his outfit, his band. They said, look, he said, don't call it a comeback, you know, but I didn't get to see it.
It's funny. I was looking at it. I watched the show last night, his fifth show last night, and he had Angela Bassett on there,
yes,
who looks
yes,
like
did.
He hasn't aged a bit.
Tell me.
I know.
It.
I'm gonna get that secret. I'm gonna get that secret. And that's what you call the secret.
I was hating just a little.
Forget about
all of you. Angela Bassett is in you and y'all because all y'all look good. So
thank you, Troy.
Well, that's why we love you.
I haven't had the opportunity to see it, but I think it's going to be nice.
Yeah. Ratings, I mean, and the people he has on there is, wow, Magic.
Oh, he had Magic on there?
Yeah, really? Magic on there, yes.
See, you know
he
what?
Said something, something on Jay Leno that was very important, and it was smooth because he looked excited. People were like, he seems nervous, he seems excited. I said, Arsenio always had that kind of energy.
He does.
And we've been so used to drab talk show hosts for so long, we're not used to seeing somebody with that energy. I said, but here's the thing he said to David Letterman on David's show. He was like, yeah, you're just going to come and put us all out of business. He said, no, I'm just doing a show for the folks that don't have one.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
I was getting ready to say to me he's doing a tight-knit show because he knows a lot of people.
Sure.
And again, all of these guests that you're going to see Arsenio show up with is going to be through his connections.
Yes.
It's going to be through his years of relationships with different folks. So we're going to get to see the good people come through because good people know good people. And that's what I keep telling people. The whole thing about tight-knit is got, like he said, I've been out there for 20 years, but I haven't been totally off the scene. Mm-hmm. You know, Arsenio been showing up here and there, so I'm not surprised that his guests are people like Angela Bassett and
Here's the biggest thing, and this is what people need to know in business as a whole. And the reason I'm taking time out to talk about this is because there's some lessons to learn and some things that we've implemented we need to think about. Arsenio has been staying very current on social media and extremely current. Like, he has well over 200,000 followers on Twitter, and he tweets. And he was tweeting about sports and current events for years and staying up on everything. He was hosting a couple shows here and there, doing different things. He's in business with Magic Johnson. He has an office in New York. You know, he stayed current. So it's like a lot of times you may talk to people, and I talk to people, you know, or we talk to people all the time, and they say, well, I'm not ready to do this or that with my business, and I don't have this, or I don't have this amount of money. And social media is free, y'all.
Yep.
So, you could keep yourself current, and you know, all of us have things we're doing. Shoot, in the past 2 years, relationship, I had a baby and some old stuff, moving around, doing all of that stuff. But there's ways to stay current in business that they weren't there 10 years ago. And he stayed current, stayed prevalent. And then when the opportunity came, a big opportunity for him to do The Apprentice with Donald Trump, he not only did The Apprentice and tweeted what he was doing throughout the whole thing, he won.
That's what I'm talking about. Like you said, being out there, you can catch Troy on Facebook if you want to see that beautiful baby of his. You talk about saying, adorable. Oh, she's adorable, man. You know, and that's true, Troy. And again, social network is so important, not only just to get us out there. It's really, like you said, sometimes you can't keep up with everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And some people put prevalent things out there for you, you know, like, hey, this is what's happening. So I really want to be able to be a part of that. And again, I'll show live. You can catch it again on social media, on the website, WLOB. So if your friends missed the show or anybody missed the show, they can go back at any time on www.WLOB.com and pick up the show.
Yep, for all those that the tuning, well, you should be listening now, but put it out there. It's for those that may be listening on 1010 AM in Baltimore, let your people know it's WOLBBaltimore.com. WOLBBaltimore.com.
And if you want to call in, our call in number is 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. You can call in and give us some updates on what's going on around your neck of the woods.
Hey, Earth, I want to make sure we give a quick, you know, we give shouts out and talk to our sponsors throughout the show. I want to make sure we give a quick shout out to a couple of our great sponsors. This next Saturday, September 21st, make sure you're, those in the DMV, those that get out to Woodbridge, Virginia area and the Northern Virginia area, author Treece Tart is having her adults-only book launch and party. They're going to have refreshments. It's a free event. Of course, you have books for sale. You can log on to her website for more information. It's going to be at the Realtor Association of Prince William facility in Woodbridge, Virginia. That's September 21st. I think it's 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And her website is www.patricetart.com. That's patricetart.com. www.patricetart.com. Her book is called Wounds of Deception. It's a serious book based on a true story, but it's a fiction book, and she's getting a lot of buzz for it. But her name is Treece Tart, author Treece Tart. September 21st in Woodbridge, Virginia. If you want more information, www.patricetart.com for those that love good books and good reading. Also, I got to give a quick shout out to the wonderful St. Treece Spa over in Essex, Maryland. They keep Danielle Hodges looking so wonderful.
Yes, they do.
And you can check her out on Facebook too, guys.
Yes. And I think Chris has been doing some matchmaking.
You know, I'm trying.
Yeah. I'm picking up on that also, Troy.
Hey, this is a very informative show. This is what Tight Knit Movement is all about. This is a very informative show. I want them to check you guys out on Facebook.
Earth is going
to
start a matchmaking segment.
TightKnit.com. She loves the Tight Knit.
And she can cook. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, she can.
Well, we were joking about it. Next thing you know, we're going to have a site up. We had the warrior lawyer, Jay Wendell Gordon, in there last
year. He was a handsome somebody. Yes. Check him out on Facebook.
Yes. Well, I'm a little jealous because I wasn't here to hear him or to see him, so I need to get that tape and also like to check out his Facebook page.
That's right.
Hey.
And also check Elaine out on Facebook.
Yes.
All of us are single, right? I'm not going to speak for all of us, but all of us are single.
Well, I am.
I am. Okay. All of us are single. Come check out the Tight Knit Ladies.
That's right. Come on.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
We have a lot to offer.
We have a lot to offer. At least you got to
Troy. Troy said, I am not a lady.
Our new theme song gonna be Cameo.
That's what I love it. Well, like you said, we're an informative show. We got to put it out there because this is a tight-knit group of people that we want you guys to know that we got something going on. Right. You got any other announcements?
Oh, Say Tree Spa. Let me give you that information. Okay. Say Tree Spa is offering 20% off any tight-knit listeners who get their first service there, and they offer everything from hair care, waxing, massage, facials, nail care, extensions for those that get down like that, and all the weaves, and they're full service hair spa in Essex, Maryland. You can hit them on the website right now, www.saytreespa.com. That's spelled CETRICESPA. .com. It's saytreespa.com. Tell them Tight Knit Movement Radio sent you. They'll take care of you. They're over there in Essex, Maryland. Great spot. Wonderful spot. Great supporters. We thank you. And Daniel Hodges.
Yes, but Troy, do you have a number for Say Tree Spa?
Do you have it?
Yes, absolutely.
I know who has it.
Say Trees can also be reached at area code 410-574-7722.
Once again?
410-574-7722.
All right. Say Tree Spa. Tell them Danielle and the Tight Knit crew sent you. And but I want to talk about some special catering, but since we have Danielle in the studio, something special catering for those that need to have your catering needs met. And well, Danielle also does Table Talk, which is a segment on the show. We have, Eartha mentioned earlier, since we're going to our full, this is our second week of doing a full hour, we're developing certain segments, but we got certain segments. Hopefully Marcel Russell will be there also for the artist spotlight.
Marcel Russell is here, Troy.
Ooh. Okay. We were trying to keep him for ourselves, ladies.
I was on the other side of the building, man. I look like Mary and Joseph. I'm like, is there any more room? I'm like, hello. I'm like Kevin Hart. I'm like, hello. I love me. Now let me in. Somebody finally came around and said, big dude, it's the other side.
I asked them to look out for you, see, Marcel. Yeah, something told me you was going to go to the wrong door.
I circled around seven times. I was having a religious moment like seven times.
But that's okay, Marcel. I did the same thing. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you're not the only one.
That's what's up.
Well, I cannot wait.
He was over there talking to Tim Watts. He's supposed to be.
I know, right?
That's right.
So much.
Well, like you said, I'm excited. That's why I was going to. Not say nothing, but I tell you, I know myself, so I can't wait to get to this segment. But let's go on. Let's finish up, Troy.
Real quick, Danielle, tell them a little bit about something special before we get into the independent artist. Well, the artist spotlight is not independent anymore, but it's artist spotlight. But I want to. Let me say this before Danielle gets in. I do an artist spotlight segment on the show every week. People that know me know I'm involved with a lot of music and comedy, but they know that my first love, damn near next to comedy, was music. So I'm always involved with great artists, and Marcel is one of the artists over the years that's been supportive, and I believe in his music. And I only promote folks that can really sing.
Well, I can't wait to hear him.
This is the reason I say that.
And I only put more people that I'm tight with. I only put more people that I know that I love and that I know for
it's
years.
It's getting grown in here, boy. It's getting real grown.
So we got a two-part coming for you. Go ahead, Troy.
All this spotlight for me is people that I know and that I know that can sing. Because I know a lot of folks, but everybody I know can't sing.
That's right.
And we're not going to just, because I made a mistake last week. I'm just saying. I made a mistake. I asked somebody to sing last week.
That's right.
Oh. And it didn't turn out the way I thought it might have, should have. So what I'm saying is, I'm not mentioning any names.
So who was that? Was that you, Danielle?
No,
that was true. Because I sing just as bad.
And let's tell the truth, I clicked him off, and Troy brought him back.
Yes, Troy.
I clicked him off myself.
I knew she would.
And Troy said, Irva, bring him back. Let him sing. I said, okay, you know, I try to be fair with everybody.
Troy, you have to take complete responsibility for that one.
Yeah, he got to take complete.
So I got to redeem, right?
You got to redeem.
No pressure, right?
No. You redeem him. You yourself. Don't get involved with him. All right, Danielle.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Something Special Catering.
Something Special Caterers. I love to mention that Something Special Caterers has a 100% customer satisfaction rate to date. And that's a wonderful thing because, you know, we specialize in providing excellent customer service. We constantly strive for excellence. And it's very important to us. So we've been in business for over 10 years. And we can do anything from intimate affair to a major wedding, banquet, or, you know, whatever you desire. We can cater it from small to very high end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we use the best quality of foods and service. Something special. We have a full menu on our website, which is www.SUMMTHINSPECIAL.com. That's somethingspecial.com. Or you can reach me at 410-493-7858.
And for those that don't remember or may not recognize the name, there was a chicken waffle restaurant in Baltimore called Sham Denae's. Mm-hmm. The best restaurant in Baltimore at one point in time.
Eastern Avenue. It was on Eastern Avenue. I remember it well.
Crack there when I
you know what I'm saying?
Wow. Oh, no, never.
Myself, I remember.
I forgot it was in Greek Village, man.
It was in the heart of Greek town, that's right.
It was nothing but Greeks and Sham. I would never forget Sham Denae's. That chicken and waffles.
It messed up. Hold up. It was messing up. They was out there with their falafels and their hummus wondering what was going on.
Man. I brought a piece of chicken to one of my. I had a client over there. It was Greek. I brought a piece of chicken. And he asked me what was in it. I said, you're not going to sell this, partner.
Here's the funny thing about fried chicken. Even if you tell anybody who don't know about fried chicken a recipe, it don't even matter.
It don't matter.
No.
It don't matter.
But that's good for our listeners, you know, with the holiday coming up. So then something... Danielle's catering service would be perfect.
Absolutely.
Right, for the small parties.
Something special.
Something special.
Yes.
For the small parties to the large parties. So.
That too, because speaking of holidays, Danielle has a special coming up that we, only the tight-knit family needs to know about now. But, all right, real quick, let's do this artist spotlight because we got several segments. I don't want to hold anybody up. And I got my man Marcel Russell in the studio. What's going on, Marcel?
What's going on with you,
fam? Hey, Marcel.
Hey, Marcel.
Hey, how y'all doing?
You looking nice, too.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, last time I was here, I was probably about 70 pounds smaller, but I've been warm and well-fed. You know, I got married about a year ago, bro. So,
oh, congratulations.
That's a wonderful thing.
I got a baby on the way.
Congratulations.
I know. The baby will be here in January, but my wife cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I was not ready or used to it. I was out, man. I had this goal, and I dropped like 85 pounds. I was running about 3 miles a day, and she hit me in a way that was, So I'm back in the side. The promoter saw me recently. They said, man, you haven't done shows in about a year and a half. I was like, man, I was enjoying the marriage, man. And I just took a break, and I went to a couple meetings, and they thought, well, where's Marcel? I said, I'm Marcel. They said, oh, geez. I said, I'm back in the gym, man. I'm getting ready for the road. I'm getting ready for the road. But
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, bro.
But let me tell you, I've known myself for a while. You're talking about somebody that has the best spirit and the warmest heart.
That's awesome.
And guess what, guys? Even as talented as he was, talking about charity work, and Marcel used to get on me. He gave me that look. But Marcel was part of Tight Knit way back before. Yeah. He would come and do things for us, guys, and we weren't really able to pay like we should, especially like the brothers that can cook and some of the other things that you have helped us out in the community. So he's been a long time in our community in Baltimore. And Marcel, I'm going to say this today. If anytime you want to come on this particular radio show and do anything, watch you let out. Me know. You are in.
I'm getting,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't let me out of country
you are
now.
In.
I'm fitting to hold you to that.
You better hold me to that. And you know a little bit about me. You know I joke, but I do not play.
No.
Because just like Danielle was mentioning about her business, and we really have to say this, we have to support people, guys.
Absolutely.
We cannot go out here without buying CDs, without doing the catering business, without coming to your lounge without buying Troy's book. We get so distracted, Marcel. You know, we tell you how great you are, but like you say, I got your CD. Yeah, I'm gonna get another one. But like you say, if you're so great, you want people to say, look, show me that by again, redirect some of that money to
so I can pay Comcast.
Thank you.
I said Comcast. They said I'm great. They said, all right, by the 15th, you better have it paid. You hear me,
Papa? Hey, Marcel, wait till that baby comes in. You're gonna really be
baby start crying. Said baby, they said daddy was great.
Right, you know what I'm saying? How great you are. But I am so excited that you're here, and this is our second Saturday that we actually kicked off for a whole hour.
Oh, wow.
So we don't even have to rush. We can just soak you in today. Woo!
Oh, wow.
So I'm glad we are here for an hour. But go ahead, Troy.
Hey, here's the thing I want to say. Marcel, I let him know, hey, man, I'm doing the show. He couldn't be there last week. Plus, he had a cold last week, so I didn't want to put him on the spot. But I said, hey, he's like, Troy, let me send you this new project. His new project is called The Serenade and the Sermon.
Here we go.
Let me tell you, I listened to the whole joint. Marcel's last project was called Symbols. That was one of the best CDs I've heard in a long time. And people that know I'm a hard critic when it comes to music. Symbols is a beautifully done CD. So much so, and people know I do voiceover, I do promotional videos for businesses and parties and stuff. When you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see a bunch of the stuff. And probably about 45% of those videos, I use the song from Symbols as background music.
Yes, you do.
Big get paid.
I know, right?
Marcel, you want me to call him up? Marcel?
That's your manager right there.
He called me from a restricted number this morning.
I'll be calling you later.
Right.
But the new joint, Serenade and the Sermon, awesome project. But let me do this. Let's get this out the way first. I like to have people when they come in live sing a little something. And you got nothing ladies there. So what would you say to the ladies? What would you sing to the ladies? Just in one of your shows, if you had an opportunity to do a show like a Luke or a Teddy when it was ladies only, what would you sing to the ladies, Marcel?
Oh, no pressure, right?
No pressure. None at all.
I thought we were perfect. No need to ever change. But when the secrets from my past was revealed, I thought this might be the end. 'Cause no one ever walked this far with me. I let no one get in. I gave everything but my heart, you see. But you still remain a friend. Oh, you're the mirror I can never break. You're the picture a camera can never take. Oh, the reflection in my wall, the stream. Oh, you're exactly what I try to change your thoughts to fit inside of mine. But I realized the things I needed were deep inside your eyes. I see you and me so different, baby. It's like my eyes are new. I can face myself inside your love. I see me inside of you. Oh, 'Cause you're the mirror I can never break. Baby, you're the picture I can't reckon ever take. Oh, you are the reflection in my water stream. Oh, you exactly what I need.
Oh, my gosh.
He
didn't
say you were married.
He was singing to her. You didn't get that? He was singing to his wife. Yes, that was good.
Yes, he was.
He was singing.
And I know again, she felt that bit of that.
I want to give a shout out. Yes. I want to give a shout out to his wife. It's nice that women let you, I mean, it's nice that your wife let you share that with other women. Because, again, I know she knows how blessed she is. And we all need some love, myself. So, you know, I want to tell your wife, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Yes.
Let
me come out.
Thank you, Mrs. Russell. I appreciate that.
Mrs. Russell,
thank you. Trey laughing like we don't always get permission, do we, Trey?
And my thank you to her is this bottle of spice.
Look, okay. I was looking at that. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on before I got here. I said, I see some spice on this table.
Explain a little bit of that, Daniel.
A bottle of Pinch of Perfection. Pinch of Perfection is a blend of 14 different spices created for meats, anything from fish to pork. Uh-huh. Regardless of how you prepare
it. Seasonings out here.
Yes.
So
yes.
Seven is the number of perfection. I'm going to make my wife use this 7 days straight. My son will be like, dang. For real? You putting it on the cereal?
She don't use it with anything else. It stands alone, Marcel.
That's what's up.
And I have mines. I can't wait to use it.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
And I also included a recipe booklet.
Okay.
Show you exactly how to use it.
I like it.
Marcel,
right.
Do you have any upcoming events?
I do. November the 9th, I'm going to be at the Chesapeake Center. It's in between here and D.C. It's in Anne Arundel, near, not too far from BWI. It's about 800-seater.